This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Debbie Elliott. The tiny village of Žitište in Serbia has suffered from years of crime, floods, and landslides. But after each disaster, residents found the strength to come back. This year, the village council wanted to pay homage to that spirit with a sculpture on the town square. It turned to an American icon, Rocky Balboa. The village hired a sculptor named Boris Stoparats, but he found the project came with its own trials and tribulations. The artist spoke to us through his manager, Nenad Marinkovic.
First, the people said why he didn't build some other type of sculpture from Serbian past, some Serbian hero or Serbian saint.
He might not be a saint, but the Italian stallion has been on Serbian television for years.
The people from the village Žitište knows who the Rocky is. They watch the television in the 70s, 80s, and 90s.
Younger residents formed the Rocky Balboa Citizens Association. It lobbied for the project. Then, the big break. A village business helped with the financing.
We just have one company which produced the chickens.
So with poultry money in hand, Stoparats began training for his main event. He watched every Rocky movie ever made over and over and over again, even Rocky 3 and 5.
I studied the art of Mr. Sylvester Stallone and of the Rocky, and I could tell also that the first movie was maybe greater than the others.
Last week, Boris Stoparats unveiled his creation, a nearly 10-foot statue of Sylvester Stallone, a.k.a. Rocky, overlooking the village with hands raised in victory. For photos of the statue, go to NPR.org. If you've been to Philadelphia, you may notice a resemblance.